AI's existential arithmetic, 3 trillion reasons to worry. Sequoia Capital's analysis warning that the AI industry must generate $3 trillion in annual revenue, roughly equivalent to Germany's entire GDP, just to justify committed infrastructure spending, drew new urgency from several simultaneous disclosures this week. Sam Altman acknowledged that rising compute costs represent a headwind for OpenAI, a notably understated formulation from an executive not known for understatement, suggesting the financial math between infrastructure build-out and revenue generation is visibly under strain. The Hugging Face CEO and Amazon CTO were making the same argument from opposite sides of the market. Enterprises are moving toward cheaper, open-source AI alternatives. Clément DeLong cited rising costs and U.S. export restrictions on closed models as drivers. Amazon's CTO described enterprise clients shifting away from expensive proprietary APIs. When both the supply and demand sides of the industry converge on the same conclusion, it constitutes a structural signal rather than a tactical observation. A brief primer on the antitrust dimension clarifies why this matters legally. The Sherman Act prohibits not dominance itself, but the use of monopoly power to exclude competition through predatory pricing, exclusive dealing, or product tying. For AI, the regulatory question that will eventually require an answer is whether large closed model providers are using capital advantages to structurally exclude open source competition, or whether the market is simply rewarding scale and quality. If enterprises migrate to open source at scale, that market discipline may render the regulatory question moot. Elon Musk directed Tesla employees to abandon competing AI tools in favor of Grok, XAI's large language model, vertical integration by corporate mandate rather than market competition. Meta, meanwhile, pulled its Muse image generator after an intense backlash over the product's training on billions of Instagram user photos without explicit consent for commercial AI use. The gap between legal defensibility under Meta's terms of service and users' actual expectations proved too wide to bridge publicly. Separately, Musk reversed earlier criticism to call Anthropic the clear AI leader, an endorsement that elevates Anthropic's competitive position at precisely the moment OpenAI is managing public financial pressure.